can't imagine what it would be like to, you know, be in one of those environments like in the argument about the Facebook beheading video, you know, to be in a culture where either in some place in time or some place in the world where that kind of insanity rules and people take each other's lives with complete abandon. And it's a sort of, it's a madness that I couldn't really even begin to imagine. I suppose it's one of the reasons why I've always had that probably unhealthy fascination with Second World War. Not because I like guns or even glorify anything about violence. I detest it and it terrifies me. But I'm compelled to look at stories about it from the perspective of trying to understand what it's like to live in that insanity. I suppose in doing so, I end up even more grateful than I was before for the safe green world that I do live in this point in time where whatever corruption is going around, at least I'm privileged and blessed, if you like, not to be afraid right this moment in time, and to have more than enough food in my stomach, and to be going back to a partner I love and to a house that I will be able to sleep safely in, and tomorrow go to a job that will pay me well enough to pay my bills and pay for a teenage boy and run a household and pay something towards the upkeep of my other two boys. It is, you know, it's worth thinking of all of those things when sometimes I find myself in the loop of feeling hard done by or somehow resentful that my life hasn't turned out the way I almost unconsciously seem to think it should have turned out. Sometimes it's not even a conscious idea, and I only know it when I find myself being resentful. And as I walk towards the stile, here's my old familiar and faithful Sid, the ginger cat, who has waited for me.